Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Steely Dan bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go to jimblasingame.com, you can find my books there, including The Age of the Customer, including The Third Ingredient, with a number three, The Third Ingredient. Terrence DeFranco is our guest. Terrence is the CEO, president, and co-founder of IOTA Communications. Terrence, tell us about IOTA.
So IOTA is building a nationwide wireless network for the Internet of Things. We're focused on connectivity and data analytics, and it really is focused toward the commercial and industrial facilities market, as well as, so when you hear about smart buildings, that's the area that we're in, and expands into smart cities. So it's really about connectivity and analytics to drive more efficiency and productivity and hopefully reduce costs.
So your focus is not so much on the handy as the efficient. Would that be a good way to say it?
That's right. We sell with a focus on return on investment for our customer. So we really prove the tangible value. And it's not just kind of the esoteric value of feeling good or kind of liking it, but we like that too. But there's got to be a financial purpose behind what we're doing, and that's really
so your IOT is to make sure the lights get turned off when they're not being used, the water isn't running, the hot water is timed to be where it's supposed to be and not before or not after, those kinds of efficiencies, that the way you can use artificial intelligence and these connected devices that not only talk to each other but allow you to control them. Those are all energy efficiencies, time efficiency things, that kind of thing, right? And maybe even payroll scenarios. What do you think?
Yeah, so it's definitely, all of those. On the, if you ever saw the, IBM Watson commercial where the guy shows up at the desk and says, "I'm here to fix your elevator," and like, we didn't call anyone. Well, it's that predictive maintenance is another thing as well. But that all of that really driving efficiency and productivity. You're seeing Internet of Things on commercial and industrial really ramping up on the manufacturing side, really collecting a lot of data, trying to be more efficient. It's kind of like a Fitbit for a building. You could live a very healthy life without wearing, a smartwatch or a Fitbit or something like that. But when you get that data, man, those insights can really help you become a lot healthier. Now it's up to you to act on them, and it's really the same thing in these commercial buildings as well. So it's really empowering through data, and then ultimately you can also drive command and control, which means have it do it those things itself. So take those steps, those actions.
Your approach to IoT is also contributing to sustainability, isn't it? And to the environment. It's not only saving money, but if you're saving money in terms of lighting, in terms of water and heat and cooling, that kind of thing, you're not only saving money, but you're contributing to sustainability in the environment.
That's exactly right. They really do go hand in hand. Driving that efficiency definitely lends itself toward more sustainability. Sustainability is pretty well defined. So we make sure that we do factor in those goals from a sustainability standpoint. And that really comes down to data as well and being able to demonstrate.
Will your devices and your data collection tell me in my building if we applied what your programs to my building, would it tell me, if you in 6 months, if you replace your one of your compressors, you'll get a return on investment within 2 years. You'll get your money back within 2 years because the reporting we're going to give you will justify that the making that change. The current system is just going to keep costing you more money than you should. Is that the kind of thing that would happen?
Yeah. That's exactly right. So it's really, establishing that baseline, kind of like even when you go to the doctor and, you know, they take all these tests and, right. and now you have all that data. And, you know, if you're continually being monitored, if you're, you know, let's say a patient in a hospital, God forbid, you know, they're going to keep watching that. And, you know, as things start changing, then they start looking at reasons why they're changing and then try to remedy and mm-hmm. correct it. So it's really not a lot different. We kind of see ourselves a little bit in being able to provide those expert insights, kind of like a doctor would. But you have to have that information and that data first.
What are you including in your system that would take care of security? Because one of the knocks on IoT is the cybersecurity exposure. What do you think?
So yes, security is something that we take tremendously serious, especially taking into account our customer sensitivity to it as well. Number one, we don't really handle a lot in the way of command and control. So it really, when you do that, you're kind of bringing down some of the value of that data from a control standpoint. Number two, our network that we're building actually was part of the rationale for it was addressing the challenges in security. The network we're building is on licensed FCC radio spectrum.
Right.
A lot of the applications running in Internet of Things is on unlicensed spectrum.
Oh yeah.
So our network.
So you've basically got your own internet, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what we're
is
building.
Is it akin to RFID?
Well, it's similar type of radio spectrum. Ours is built for long range communications. So
right.
you've ever heard of. LPWAN, low power wide area network.
Yeah.
So that's what our network is built
right.
for. Penetrates barriers very, very well.
Very interesting.
It is narrow band, which makes it built for IoT.
Hold on to that thought, Terrence. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask more about this network. And is that going to have an impact on bandwidth? Internet bandwidth. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.